Hello, I'm Charles Mills, and I'm responsible for the technology here at Cloud. I'm going to talk today about how you install the Cloud Compiler. I've been responsible for software product development for 30 years, and I've never believed in complex installs. Not one of those products took more than a few hours to install. For the Cloud Compiler, it's easiest to talk in terms of what is not required. No IPLs, no supervisor calls, no data migration, no conversion. No builds, no ZOS ParmLib changes, no changes to your existing JCL, no authorized libraries. Now, we can sometimes do some things a little better from an authorized library, but authorized libraries are never required. And I'm not just saying this. We have an installation guide on the web, and all of this is right there in the third paragraph on page one. Okay, so what do you have to do? On the machine where you're going to leave the IBM compilers installed, where the IBM compiles are actually going to run, there's no cloud software to install, nothing. All you have to do is set up one RACF or ACF2 or top secret user ID. Some customers do use an existing user ID for testing, but we'd like to see a brand new dedicated user ID. So this is probably a good time to talk about security. We like that single dedicated user ID because it's easy to control. You can set the user ID up with almost no privileges. No TSO logon authority, for example, which makes it pretty much hacker-proof. The ID needs read, write, and execute authority for a very limited number of datasets. We even support something called pass tickets. They're a feature of RACF and ACF2 and top secret. Honestly, they are a little bit of work to set up, but they are very cool and very secure. They are a system of one-time use passwords restricted to a single application, and they expire after 10 minutes. One application, one use, expires in 10 minutes if you don't use it. It just doesn't get any more secure than that. We optionally support pass tickets if you want. Okay, we talked about the mainframe where the compiles actually run. What about the other machines? The mainframes where you stop paying for the IBM compilers, but where the programmers are still going to submit compiles. On those mainframes, there is one load library to install and one PDS member to set up, and you'll want some test compile jobs. You download the load library from our website, you unzip it, you upload it to your mainframe, and you use the TSO receive command to make it back into a load library. All of the parameters that control your virtual compiles go into one PDS member. There's no involved generation or build or customization process or anything like that. We send you a sample control file, but you'll have to edit it. You'll have to put in that user ID, for example. You just edit that member and run a test compile. You can share the load library and the parameter file across multiple machines if you can put them on shared DASD, or you can have separate libraries. It's all the same to us. That's it. You're up and running. If you have a very small number of procs that programmers use for compiles, and you have good control over those procs, then you just change the program name in those procs and add a DD for the parameter file. You leave all the other DD statements exactly the same, and you're done. On the other hand, if you're like a lot of our customers, you don't even know how many procs you have, much less where they all are. You don't want to change any JCL. That's not a problem. You just change the name of our load library and our compiler to be the same as the old IBM compiler. And there's also a quick job you run that tells the cloud compiler where to find its parameter file, given that it's not going to be in the JCL. Bingo! Every compile job that used to run the IBM compiler now runs the cloud compiler, with no JCL changes whatsoever. That's it. I told you it was easy. If you have any questions, there's a contact form on our website, or you can speak to your sales rep, and we'll get right back to you. Thank you.